This is Cold Cases, Cults, and Murders, Omagh, and I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Pamela.
Pamela had talked me into a podcast because we are both interested in true crime, murders, all that stuff, and we have been friends since we were...
What? Yay high to a grasshopper.
Okay. So she thought, why not make a true crime podcast where we get to talk about what we enjoy and hopefully make some new friends to talk about it as well. Pamela.
What I really hope to come out of this podcast is, you know, we help some families find their loved ones and solve some cold cases, maybe. Or we at least bring those cold cases to the forefront of people's minds.
Make them aware.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, put a little nugget in there and then they're like, hey, I remember something.
Right.
And go to the police about it. So here's a quick preview of some of the cases we'll be covering in the future. So we're going to cover a case on a lady named Starreen Byrd.
Mm-hmm.
Many will not know her because she's from a small town in Texas.
And very small town.
Yeah. And I mean, even some people in the small town don't even know who she is. So,
right.
She disappeared in the 90s. The case was interesting because, you know, like all of her food was left on the stove and she just...
And nothing was taken.
Exactly. And she just poof, disappeared.
Without a trace.
And so I've been looking into the case and talking with her daughter and some of the FBI agents who worked that case. So there's more to come on that episode. Later. And we'll also be looking into cases like Esther House. Then she changed it, so the name's also Esther Foundation, but it's a cult. Have you heard of it?
I have.
She doesn't know much more than me. I won't.
She researched it, not me.
So pretty much it's kind of a crazy lady who, you know, tricked the Prime Minister of Australia out of quite a lot of money. And he thought that she had a drug rehab going on, when in reality, well, she was just holding people down and pulling demons out of their stomach.
Everyday activity. Got it.
Yeah, you know, who doesn't want a demon pulled out of their stomach?
Probably. The next one that we will be covering is Dorothea Puente. She was this sweet little grandmother.
Oh, was she?
No, not really. In the end, they ended up finding 7 bodies in her yard. Yeah, actually quite interesting. She had this boarding house for people who were homeless and had mental problems, and she did not take care of them like she should have. But if you have a story about your grandmother who has bodies in a pasture, in a yard, something like that, let us know. We would love to cover it.
We're also going to cover some cases about wilderness therapy programs. You know, what are they? Where did they come from? And how the parents thought, you know, they were sending their kids off for an experience that was going to be life-changing in a good way. However, it did not turn out that way.
It did not turn out good.
Yeah. Then we will also look into cases involving a fruitcake, because, you know, who doesn't love a fruitcake?
I mean,
yeah, I don't know anybody who loves a fruitcake, but hey, you do you if you love a fruitcake. but also, it is a billion-dollar industry, so, you know, hey.
To eat your own boo.
Somebody must love it. And then we're going to cover, you know, we're going to put in some spooky cases like creepy forest haunted houses like the Stanley. Maybe do a cryptid like Slender Man. Maybe follow that up with, you know, the case where those girls took their friend out in the woods and tried to kill her for Slender Man.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of them just got released from the mental hospital because, you know, she's A-okay to go now.
We're all safe now.
Yeah, but are we? Well, that's a story for another day. We hope you will join us again for our first full episode that should be hitting your feed soon. We hope to release one episode every week. However, we are new at this and learning, so thank you for your patience. If you like what you hear, hit the like button and subscribe to our podcast wherever you're listening from. And if you really liked the podcast, give us a 5-star rating and review and recommend us to your friends.
Yes, recommend us. We're new. We're crazy.
It's going to be a fun ride. Hopefully more than like 5 of our friends will listen, but if not, thank y'all for supporting us. See you next episode. Bye.